This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. Make sure to also go out and check out one of the other great podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Big shout out to our awesome sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros. Top-tier marketing for not just any audience, but the right audience. Shop Marketing Pros connects your European auto repair shop with car enthusiasts who value expertise, the auto repair experience, and a great relationship. Go pro with Shop Marketing Pros, your ticket to top-tier results. Find out how they can fuel your success at shopmarketingpros.com/Chris. Oh my gosh, everybody. This is not how I was going to start the week. I had a whole list of topics I was going to do today. I'm currently shook from the letter I just got from a potential client, I should say. I'm going to set this up first. Well, first of all, if you know me, maybe not. Maybe a lot of people don't see this side of me. When I get angry, my neck gets red. I get a little jittery. I get so upset that I'm like on the verge of tears. So I'm like shaking this morning, super pissed off. I don't think I'm going to cry, but who knows? We'll see. Like somebody once told me, if you have a podcast episode and nobody's crying, then it's not that good of an episode. So I guess I should just cry every episode. To set this up, a couple of weeks ago, I got a text message from somebody saying, hey, I think these shop owners could really use your help. Can you get with them and just talk to them and see? I talked to one of the owners. We agreed to kind of move forward a little bit. And one of the things I do, you're going to hear them mention Techmetric in here. One of the things I do is I have them add me as admin to their Techmetric SMS so I can look at inspections, tickets, et cetera. I had a great strategy session. We ended it with send me over this information and add me to Techmetric. So a couple of days later, I had it scheduled into my time. I started looking through tickets. Kind of what I found was shocking. I see things like this quite a bit, but as I'm doing that, I'm writing everything down and then I send an email to the owner saying, hey, look at this ticket. This is what I saw. Is this really what's happening? Same thing. So I sent them three tickets. All I did was look at three tickets and we got to where we are. I say all that to say this. Number one, if you're not watching your business, nobody is. You could have the greatest crew out there in the world, but if you let a couple of bad apples settle in, it can be really, really bad for you. Okay. And some of the stuff that I'm going to read out of this letter, email that they sent me is kind of typical. Some of the things we see. A couple of things to bullet point before we do this though. Number one, if you have cameras in your business, make sure they record audio. Make sure everything's clear. Make sure the audio's clear. Test that out. Especially if you're not there every day. These shop owners have two different shops and they've kind of been focusing on the other one and not this one. Also, make sure you are following your processes and procedures for parts, tickets, et cetera. I don't know how many people I see as far as shop owners go get robbed or stolen from because they're not following their process and procedures. So I'm going to read this letter. I'm a little shaky. I'm definitely super pissed off, but I want this to be a warning to you. If you're not watching your business, nobody else is either. And chances are somebody could be stealing from you. Now, if you're out there being like, oh, Chris, my shop's different. That never happens. This happens way more often than you think, especially with the way we're doing our parts tickets and everything now, instead of going through and reconciling all of our parts every month. It all goes on a credit card and we're just like willy-nilly oblivious. And again, last week's episode, number 157, was talking about income statements, making sure they're correct. Checking our parts margin against our cost of goods and everything else on the financial statement. So this is timely, I guess. It's definitely got me all riled up this morning. I'm going to read you exactly what they sent to me. And again, this is after I sent them three invoices to look at. So I went through these tickets and it's amazing how one discovery led to another and led me on a path where I was up all night looking at tickets and watching video camera recordings. Thank goodness for those. Then my husband and I went to the shop this morning to confirm my suspicions and found that they're stealing money, stealing parts. Our service manager was doing side work. He's a former technician during business hours. They were ordering parts from vendors outside of Parts Tech. when the vendors are in Parts Tech, they were ordering from AutoZone and using the vendor website with any random open RO where the part they ordered wasn't on the ticket, nor did the part match the vehicle. It's quite elaborate what they've been up to. It's a service manager and front assistant, and I'm pretty sure a technician's involved as well. They also stole $1,000 cash yesterday, which I caught by watching the videos. I'm still trying to make sense of it, as on the end of day for yesterday, there's $1,000 listed as advance pay. This particular customer that I saw pay on video paid with cash only, and they having paid $1,000 cash and $1,304.96 on Visa, he did not use a credit card. I'm still figuring this one out, as each time I look at the credit card slips and invoices from yesterday, I find something else that is questionable. Since I've been so focused with all the issues at the other shop and we had trust in our service advisor at this shop, I haven't been matching up parts bills and such. Not only that, but I have on video the service manager taking a call from someone that he knows and saying, it's going to be too expensive going through the shop and I've got you, just come in super early on Tuesday. That's a quote for brakes, and it sounded like he told him it'd be 320. The audio is a bit grainy. Anyhow, I'm rambling on as I'm still in shock. I took off all their permissions on Techmetric. I'm still deciphering yesterday's closing statement. Every other ticket has an online coupon on it as well. It's a good lesson of what happens when you don't have your eye on the ball and are too trusting of employees that were like family. I'm overloading you with info, and I'm not a client yet, but if I had not talked to you, it would have probably been another month or so before I would have had time to review what's going on, as I'm so embedded in the other shop at the moment. A huge thank you for setting up the strategy session call. Not looking forward to Monday, that's for sure. Thank you, business owner. Actually, I got through that a lot better than I thought I would. There's so much stuff in there. I want you to go back and listen to this whole thing again. I'm going to keep this episode short. They've got people doing side work in the shop, ordering parts, taking cash out of the business. And it's just because if nobody's watching, then nobody's keeping an eye on this. I have this saying, Kimberly used to hate me for it. Now I think she gets it. It's old Ronald Reagan saying, send trust but verify. Trust your employees, but verify they're doing right. There's no telling how many thousands and thousands of dollars these one, two, or three people working together have stolen out of this business. It's going to be a rough thing. I'm trying to get a hold of the shop owner now to follow up with them to see how their day's going and what they're doing. There was talk of calling the sheriff's office, doing some sort of formal thing like that. First thing we got to do is we got to get those people out of the business and move forward, whatever that looks like. If you're not watching your business, then who is? That's my challenge for you today. And you really have to make sure that you're doing your job. If you're an absentee owner, then spend an hour a week looking at tickets. Is this right? Is this not right? Like, come on, guys. We know better than this, okay? A big shout out to our listeners. Your dedication to growth fuels our passion. And let's not forget our fantastic sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, who makes this show accessible to you. Where quality meets visibility, Shop Marketing Pros ensures your European auto repair shop stands out in a crowded market. Thanks for tuning into the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Chris Cotton signing off.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.